Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Randy Rundawa. Randy Rundawa is the Senior Vice President of Product Development and Support at Vertana. He leads all aspects of development, testing, DevOps, support, and cloud operations for Vertana's products. During this role, Randy created a new engineering process and organizational structure to decouple development from product delivery, supporting flexible consumption as an appliance, enterprise software, or SaaS. Well, good afternoon, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brian. Good to be here. Thank you.
You bet. I'm so excited. And thank you again for taking the time to jump on the show and share your story. So, Randy, we're going to jump right into these questions and talk a little bit about you and your career. So you've got quite the career in technology, engineering, product strategy, and now you're the Senior Vice President of Product Development at Vertana. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, Brian. Just to summarize it with one word, it's hard work. As an immigrant, I came to the U.S. when I was fairly young, about 12 years of age. My parents sort of instilled hard work, focus, commitment as sort of core values. And, I've been working since I was a teenager till today. And obviously, a little bit of luck and timing doesn't hurt along the way. And we've all heard, people saying never stop learning. And I truly believe in that as well. And I learn new things every day, whether that's at work or from my kids that are, in fourth grade and first grade, or having conversations with customers. So it's about just continuing to focus, be committed. And I've been lucky to have some fairly good mentors and teachers. And one of whom, by the way, is what got me into Vertana three and a half years ago. And it's based on, sort of touching on the second part of your question about what inspires you. It's about solving problems, about new things that you don't know yet and jumping in and seeing how you can make a difference. And so with this opportunity at Vertana, one of my mentors that made me aware of the company and the opportunity here brought me in to solve a problem for the company. And, here I am 3.5 years later, and I think the company is doing really good and we're solving some really interesting problems for our customers.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And, you talked about the curiosity and the learning and the hard work ethic that you have. And that is absolutely part of the recipe for success. And the fact that you've even networked now and you've got your colleagues reaching out to you for your expertise and look where you're at now. So that's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing. We do appreciate that, Randy.
Sure, absolutely.
And so now that the pandemic is starting to lift, what are your business plans, or I should say your plans for business growth going forward versus during the time of the lockdown?
Yeah. Like most businesses, obviously the pandemic impacted us as well at the early part of 2020. But when we sort of took a pause around Q2 time last year, we looked at this and said, okay, how can we emerge stronger out of this, whenever it is that it's going to be over? And I hope so it's soon. While it's not over yet, a lot has changed for us as a company. We have sort of introduced new products, anticipating the trends and the needs in the larger market. We sort of leaned into our DevOps and Agile cultural shift. That transformation is something that I was driving, a couple of years back. But now if you look at Vertana as a whole, not only the engineering or the product functions, the company is a very iterative mindset company, right? We have faster releases, more automation, sort of focus on value creation for our customers. How quickly can we incorporate that back and sort of, really leaning into moving at the speed of SaaS is what I like to say internally with our teams, and then really making a difference for our customers. So, just tying it back to the pandemic, I think it's the companies that look at it as a way to kind of take a step back, take a broader scope and try and emerge out of this stronger. That's what we did. Definitely our products are now a little bit different than they were a couple of years ago, but I think exactly kind of what we feel the market is asking from us as a company.
That's amazing. And I love that, how you coined that, you know, moving at the speed of SaaS, because truly, you know, that's where everything's headed if it's not already there, right? So that's awesome. Yep. Thank you so much. So Randy, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack, right? Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Well, so you know, at Vertana, we're about precision observability for the cloud, about enabling enterprises to drive their digital transformation, about, you know, optimizing and managing your workloads in this new hybrid environment. So we've actually done a number of things with advancing our application discovery, improving our workload capacity planning, figuring out where an application makes sense to run, whether that's on-premise, whether that's in the public cloud, whether that's somewhere in between in a private cloud, keeping them all optimized for cost and performance. So that's what Vertana is really about. In terms of the tech stack, right, you know, everything from, I don't want to go too deep into tech here, but, you know, whether you're looking at serverless, Fargate or Lambda, to some of the new machine learning AI ML techniques, to try and build models that are constantly learning based on what's happening in the environments that we're monitoring. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. We have three main focus areas today. One is around monitoring your applications and your workloads. The second one is around optimizing them. So not only keeping them up and running and telling you when something is not working, but then telling you how much you should be paying. And if you're overpaying, how can you reduce that cost? Again, that's for the hybrid environment. And then helping you migrate from one to the other. So all of this is released as a SaaS product. A lot of detailed technology components behind it. You know, everything from the cutting edge serverless functions and, you know, Kubernetes and machine learning techniques to kind of some of the traditional ways of building products, you know, leveraging virtual machines and integrations with various storage and networking equipment. So, you know, we really have a fairly broad spectrum where we play in, and we are continuously looking at technology to improve and incorporate our products and our delivery back to the customers.
That's amazing. And, you know, we talk to so many people every day here, Randy, about what they're doing and how they've shifted to start utilizing some of the emerging tech, which is really prevalent nowadays, is that ML piece, right? So thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. So Randy, last question here. Could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or leadership?
Yeah, you know, hey, I'll tell you one thing. As myself included, as an engineer, we typically just jump into the problem and want to solve it, and, you know, look at more efficient ways of solving a problem, more appropriate algorithms. You know, more. We just touched on this point about technology components to use. What engineering focused people typically don't think about, and I think is very critical in terms of your career growth and leadership, is understanding your customers, understanding what problems they have, learn the business aspect, right? The technology is leveraged to solve the problem. Technology in itself is not the value, right? So understand what value is it that you're providing for your customers. You know, understand the why. Why is something going to be built? Not just the how, right? The engineers or product people typically think about the how. Understand the why. Understand the market drivers and sort of the technology advancement. So, you know, we're often deep in our code or in our product development, and sort of deep jump in head first. Instead, take a step back, understand sort of the macro pieces, and that's very important as you're looking at you know, growing in your leadership on the technology side. I'll say one other thing, which is, you know, this is core to how I build teams, how I grow my teams, and I've always done this. There's absolutely a need for diversity and inclusion in technology, right? And whether that's, again, you know, whether it's gender or, you know, racial or whatever specific aspect you want to look at, the more you will surround yourself with people of various backgrounds and diverse backgrounds, the better your products and technologies are going to be, because that's the reflection of the real world. And ultimately, your customers are the real world. And the more you include that in your process, the better you'll be as a result. So, you know, those are the sort of two main themes, right? Understand the macro picture, and then make sure you're taking into account diversity and inclusion.
Awesome. Thank you, Randy, for sharing that. And I think that's so important, what you said, and what you've said will certainly resonate across our global audience. So, Randy, I just want to let you know it's been a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Hey, thank you, Brian. It was really good talking to you as well. Appreciate it.
Bye for now.